Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, police in Derry have renewed their appeal for information as they continue to investigate the murder of Amy Doherty. Campaigners have expressed their frustration at a lack of response from officials following a recent protest concerning ongoing delays to renovations at Buncrana Community Hospital. The Taoiseach says there are limits to what the government can do to help with the fallout of the conflict in Iran, including the high energy prices. And Minister for Rural and Community Development and the Gaeltacht, Derek Cleary, officially opened two new play facilities on a visit to Donegal. These stories in full plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore will have the latest sports news at around 5:45. But first, police in Derry have renewed their appeal for information as they continue to investigate the murder of Amy Doherty. The 28-year-old mother of two was found badly injured in the Summer Meadows Mews area on Saturday morning and was taken to hospital but passed away a short time later. The PSNI are asking anyone with information to contact them on 101. Meanwhile, the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Rory McHugh, has opened a book of condolence in the Guildhall in memory of Amy, and a vigil will take place there at 7 o'clock this Friday. Marie Brown, CEO of Foyle Women's Aid and Foyle Family Justice Centre, says there's always support for women who feel trapped in an abusive relationship.
Across the north, any woman that's in this or is fearful will be, you know, will impact. And also, if we remember, all of the other families who have experienced, you know, homicides as well, it's a cruel reminder. So for any woman there, there's always options. Make your way to your nearest DV. You know, there will be a Women's Aid or an equivalent domestic violence service near you. There are helplines both north and south of the border. And just, you know, talk to somebody and talk to those people who know and understand domestic abuse and can support you with whatever you want to do. So that's really, really important, that there is help out here, that we can support families, and we do every day of the week. And we're just disappointed that we didn't know about Amy, and therefore, you know, we're disappointed that we weren't able to prevent the homicide, and that's what our work is. So I would appeal to anybody to get help, to go forward. It will be a confidential service. You don't have to do anything, but you have the opportunity to have somebody help you and seek advice. And there's a whole range of services there, access to police, social services, and a whole range of other agencies.
Campaigners have expressed their frustration at a lack of response from officials following a recent protest concerning ongoing delays to renovations at Buncrana Community Hospital. The Inish Theatre Group say their most recent communication from Dermot Monaghan, IHA manager for Donegal HSE, indicated that works would commence in the first quarter of this year, something they say is entirely inaccurate. The group also say they had previously been informed that delays were due to complications relating to a new kitchen installation, but have now been advised that this explanation is incorrect. Manager of the Inish Theatre Group, Maureen Tolley, says if concerns continue to be ignored, they will have no choice but to escalate their actions.
They're trying to get in contact with Dermot Monaghan's office for the past 2 weeks with no success. We found out today through a third party that the last update he gave on the 12th of March was that the works were still going ahead at the end of the first quarter, but we were already told that day that the works were postponed, and he hasn't come back to us with an update on that or a statement to say why he hadn't updated the information that he was given out. And also my fellow colleague Tracy Murphy, every time she asked the question about why is there delays, she was told it was to do with the new kitchen that was going in, and we were told today from the catering department that it's not that. So we're drawing a blank. We're being told, we're being misled, we're being told false information, and no one's coming back to us.
As you have said, that if this continues, you will have no choice but to take the movement down to Dublin. Is that something that you are considering in the near future?
Yes, it is. It is. I don't think they listened enough to us when we held a protest in Bunkrana and people came out in their hundreds. So I think now it needs to be escalated and everybody is willing to do whatever it takes to be heard. It's gone on now since last June. There are families out there that are just at breaking point waiting for their respite to be restored to the 6-weekly basis that they were getting it on. There are some that aren't getting to avail of it for up to 10 to 16 weeks, and the community hospitals are also at breaking point staffing issues and taking care of the patients that they have, because the overflow from Bunkrana was passed on to Cairndon and the Nazareth House. So it really is at a desperate stage.
The Taoiseach says there are limits to what the government can do to help with the fallout of the conflict in Iran, including the high energy prices. A final decision on what to include in a package of measures will be decided this evening before being brought to Cabinet tomorrow morning. Due to cuts to excise duty and extension of the fuel allowance scheme and a tax rebate scheme for hauliers are under consideration. However, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is admitting a crisis of this kind can have lasting effects.
And there are limits to what government can do. So we are concerned about the impact of the war on people in the first instance, and on societies across the world, and on both the global economy and the Irish economy.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin's finance spokesman Piers Doherty says much of the cut will be eaten up by rising prices.
Diesel prices are going up 3 cents tomorrow morning. What the government are planning to do now tomorrow night is likely to be less than to offset the rises that we've seen since last Tuesday.
Well, Donald Trump says he's hopeful of having a nuclear deal in place with Iran by the end of the week. The US president says they will not go ahead with planned airstrikes on Iranian power plants following discussions over the weekend. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it has hit sites in Israel and 3 US military bases today. President Trump says the war is making progress in the Middle East.
I think there's a very good chance we're going to end up in a deal. And so we're giving it 5 days, and then we're going to see where that takes us. And I would say at the end of this period, I think it could very well end up being a very good deal for everybody, as good as if we went all the way and just literally annihilated the place.
Minister for Rural and Community Development and the Gaeltacht, Derek Cleary, has officially opened 2 new play facilities while on a visit to Donegal. The Lahey Community Village Park and the refurbished Castlefin Playground were completed with the help of investment from the department, totalling over €400,000. During his speech opening the Castlefin Playground, Minister Cleary paid tribute to the community volunteers in Castlefin for their hard work. He says projects such as these are the heart of any community.
No, they're really important because, these are actually the heart of every community. Play spaces such as this and such as the one we opened in Lahey, the sensory garden in Lahey as well. People are going to use that every day, and hopefully kids will use it, get them away out into the fresh air, which sounds a bit old-fashioned, but it's true, you know, and use the play spaces that are here for exercise, for community involvement and for engagement. So these are really important, and both communities are being in today. And other communities have been in Donegal over my time as minister show me that they're ambitious, that they want these facilities. There's fantastic volunteer work that's been evident all day. And that's why we're investing $112,000 here, about $300,000 in Lahey. And indeed, we're doing the same in parishes right across Donegal.
And seeing the desire of the communities to have facilities like this, will there be more funding coming from your department in the near future?
Well, look, we sanctioned funding just before Christmas under Town and Village Renewal. We have a lot of funding outstanding for RRDF here, for CLOR. I've just opened the 2026 CLOR round of funding for a number of facilities, the traditional CLOR facilities for sports clubs, for community organisations. We've reintroduced this year the road safety issue around schools. I've brought in a new thing to CLOR, which will be very interesting in Donegal, for reducing light pollution to encourage dark skies in rural communities. There's massive potential there. Through Town and Village Renewal, through the Community Centre Investment Fund, which we'll be announcing again later in the year, we've huge funding available, and we work closely with Donegal County Council and with Donegal Local Development in distributing that around the county.
A 36-year-old man's been found guilty of murdering his partner, who was expecting his child, in County Armagh. Natalie McNally, who was 32, was 15 weeks pregnant when she was violently attacked and killed at her home in Lurgan in December 2022. Stephen McCull has been convicted after a five-week trial. Natalie's brother Declan paid tribute to her outside Belfast Crown Court.
Natalie, you were an inspirational person. Having you in our lives is the greatest joy we'll ever have. You would have been an amazing mother to baby Dean. We will love you forever and we hope you can now rest easy.
Donegal Cancer Flights and Services have confirmed a protest seeking the restoration of the midday Donegal-Dublin air service, and overnighting of a plane at Donegal Airport has been postponed. The services are due to end this week. The postponement comes after Transport Minister Darragh O'Brien issued a letter giving fresh assurances that work is ongoing to solve the issue. Mary Coyle, manager of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, was speaking to Donnery Doherty on this morning's Greg Hughes show. She says the response from Minister O'Brien was disappointing.
Well, I suppose we received a letter from the Minister Darragh O'Brien on Friday. What the letter was really was an update on the process. I suppose we expected more from the letter, and we expected a commitment and guarantee, and we expected a timeline when the midday service, which is due to come to an end at the end of this week, would commence again. Instead, we got an update on the process. It was a letter of intent rather than a letter of guarantee. So slightly disappointed, to say the least. I would say the only positive part of all of this is that the minister himself is giving a firm commitment to see this process through to the end. But to be honest, Donna, we expected more. It's not cancelled. We are giving the 2 weeks grace to ensure that the process that the process just carries on, and that the engagement with the department carries on. And if we don't receive a letter or confirmation that this is all settled, we are due to go travel to Dublin again on the 14th of April.
A Freedom of Information request has revealed that there was an increase at Donegal District Court for drug offences from 2024 to 2025. 18 people were convicted, which was up from 16 the year prior. It was also revealed that there was a decrease at Letterkenny District Court year on year, with 48 convicted in 2025, down from 69 in 2024. The highest increase was at Tullamore District Court, which saw a 180% increase in drugs convictions. The data was provided to Fianna Fáil MEP Cynthia Ní Bhurcu.
Drug convictions in our district courts at the moment, they're well above the pre-pandemic levels of 2019. That's fine. We have an increase in population. I understand that. 2021 recorded the highest over the last number of 5 years or so. That possibly was as a result of people coming out of COVID and so forth. And in 2025, the figures are up. It's a very uneven patchwork quilt. There are massive jumps in certain areas. So, for example, Tullamore District Court area up 180%. I'm talking about year on year between 2024 and 2025. Roscommon up 100%. Portlaoise up 95%. Clonmel 27%. Mallow and Waterford following closely. But then Clonakilty records the biggest fall in the number of people convicted between those 2 years, 24-25. It fell by 50%.
The time is 5:43. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Chris Ashmore's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Gilly. We begin with Gaelic games, and Donegal and Kerry will meet in the National Football League Division 1 final in a repeat of last season's All-Ireland decider. And it was confirmed today that the game will have a 4 o'clock throw-in at Croke Park next Sunday. And it will be preceded by Meath and Cork in the Division 2 final at 1:45. Yesterday, All-Ireland champions Kerry drew with Armagh, while Donegal sealed their place in the final with a 4-point 320-316 defeat of already relegated Monaghan. Well, Donegal manager Jim McGuinness had somewhat mixed feelings as he reflected on yesterday's game.
I suppose we would be happy with a lot of it. We would be happy, wouldn't be happy at all with some of it as well. Like, you know, three goals conceded in the first half, and
you know, just not at the pitch of it in terms of the defensive aspects, but there was a lot of other things when you take a step back and look at the numbers in there that you'd be happy with, but certainly that wouldn't be any good in Croke Park in that first half.
Well, elsewhere, Galway have secured their place in Division 1 for next year, while at the same time relegating Dublin, as they won by 20 points to 115. Mayo thumped Roscommon by 21 points at McHale Park. Cork, who beat Tyrone by 22 points to 19, are promoted to Division 1. And Meath, who beat Offaly, are also promoted. Derry rounded off their Division 2 fixtures with a victory against Cavan. And in ladies' Gaelic football, Donegal lost by a single point away to Tipperary in Division 2. Now, it'll be a double weekend of finals for Donegal GA followers next weekend, because the Donegal senior hurlers will face Wicklow in the National Hurling League Division 3 final. That'll be on Saturday, and it'll be at Echelon Park in Ockram in County Wicklow with a 2 o'clock throw-in. The sides met earlier in the campaign, with Wicklow recording an impressive win in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, don't forget to tune into the DL debate after the 7 o'clock news, as Brendan Devenny reflects on a great weekend in Philadelphia, where a highly successful GAA tournament was a key feature of the Donegal Diaspora Initiative events. Brendan will have a host of guests, including former Donegal great Christy Toy and Brian McLaughlin, another former Donegal player and a key member of the Donegal Masters team. On to soccer, and John O'Shea has called on the Republic of Ireland to remain calm in their playoff tie with Czechia this Thursday. The boys in green are coming off the back of three crucial wins, with Troy Parrott's last-minute winner in Hungary back in November sealing their playoff spot at the death. A win would set up a final at the Aviva Stadium with either Denmark or North Macedonia. Well, the Republic of Ireland assistant manager says his team can't get too ahead of themselves.
You have to have an appreciation of how long the game is. You're not going to go gung-ho straight away too. You have to have that game plan, that idea and the calmness to execute it as well. And I think that's what the group has been gaining and gaining in strength. So I think that's the focus mainly, to have that game plan executed and go and win the game.
Dan Ballard will miss a Northern Ireland's World Cup playoff semi-final against Italy. He's been ruled out with a hamstring injury ahead of Thursday's game. Ben White has been called into the England squad for the first time in over 3 years. The Arsenal defender last represented the Three Lions at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. And Tottenham Hotspur have offered condolences to interim head coach Igor Tudor after the death of his father. He didn't take post-match media duties following the 3-0 defeat to Nottingham Forest for personal reasons. Spurs say they're deeply saddened by the news and their thoughts are with Tudor and his family. In local soccer, Donegal hosted the FAI Interprovincial Tournament over the weekend, where Munster came out on top. Ulster, meanwhile, finished bottom following three straight defeats. And in junior soccer, Capri Rovers and Kerry Keel have both been promoted. For Kerry Keel, it's real history being made. It'll be the first time in 55 years that next season will see them playing in the top flight of the Donegal League. Capri top the table in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1 on 38 points with one game left. Kerry Keel are on 35 with two games left, so the title is still up for grabs. Finally, in rugby, Andrew Porter is set to return to action this weekend after recovering from a calf injury. The prop missed this year's Six Nations, having been ruled out since January. And that is your Monday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. The Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is calling for a renewed effort to progress the proposed Letterkenny Transport Hub. The plan is to locate it at the old bacon factory on Pierce Road, but Councillor Brogan says there's been very little progress since the plan was announced. He says there needs to be a meeting involving everybody with an interest in the hub to ensure that there is unity and a renewed sense of purpose.
We need a transport hub that works for everyone, works for pedestrians, works for the taxi operators and works for the bus operators. Unfortunately, it's taken far too long and we need to get heads around the table as soon as possible. I've been trying to pull everyone together, our road design team, our council team and indeed our regeneration team in Letterkenny, So we're all sitting around the table to work with the people who will know that it works best. The sooner we can get a meeting of all the stakeholders around the table, the better for us all.
We know there's quite a bit of money coming in to Letterkenny under the Urban Regional Development Funds and regeneration programmes you've referred to there. Is there scope to actually use money from those particular funds for the development of that transport hub?
I think we need to engage the National Transport Authority more. I don't feel that we're getting a fair slice of the cake from the NTA. We need more engagement with them. We need to get the town bus service. We need a temporary solution and then the long-term solution to the town bus service, because that's ongoing now at the minute, and we have been engaging a good bit with the NTA on the town bus service. But I think we need to be sitting down more, because we depend so much on the bus operators, whether it's the local bus services or indeed the bus services to Galway and Dublin and Belfast and everywhere else. We don't have the benefit of the rail service, so it's important that I think we engage as much as we can with the NTA to make sure that we explore every avenue available for ourselves in funding a proper transport hub and a proper transport system. And the local leg, to be fair, has proven to be a very successful model throughout Donegal.
Graduate entering medicine students are facing substantial financial burdens, according to new research. A report conducted by AMLAE, AMSI and the IMO shows it can cost students up to €100,000 to enter the medical profession through this course. Students are also calling on the government to expand the SUSE grant to GEM students to ease the financial pressure. Michael Roach, UCD SU president, says they will work with the government to ensure costs are brought down.
Based on not seeing much policy engagement from the government, we decided to take matters into our own hands and see what are the policy priorities for students of graduate entry medicine. I know the minister is eager to do something around graduate entry medicine in terms of taking off that tuition pressure from students who are in those lower income brackets. So it's good to see that we kind of have a roadmap in place for what some of those proposals might look like.
And now for the weather. It will be cloudy and breezy this evening with some patchy light rain and drizzle developing and moderate to fresh southwesterly winds. Cloudy and breezy tonight with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some mist and fog patches will also form overnight. Low temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, police in Derry have renewed their appeal for information as they continue to investigate the murder of Amy Doherty. The 28-year-old mother of two was found badly injured in the Summer Meadows Mews area on Saturday morning and was taken to hospital but passed away a short time later. The PSI are asking anyone with information to contact them on 101. Meanwhile, the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Rory McHugh, has opened a book of condolence in the Guildhall in memory of Amy, and a vigil will take place there at 7 o'clock this Friday. Campaigners have expressed their frustration at lack of response from officials following a recent protest concerning ongoing delays to renovations at Buncrana Community Hospital. The Inish Theatre Group say their most recent communication from Dermot Monaghan, IHA manager for Donegal HSE, indicated that works would commence in the first quarter of this year, something they say is entirely inaccurate. The group also say they'd previously been informed that delays were due to complications relating to new kitchen installation, but have now been advised that this explanation is incorrect. The Taoiseach says there are limits to what the government can do to help with the fallout of the conflict in Iran, including the high energy prices. A final decision on what to include in a package of measures will be decided this evening before being brought to Cabinet tomorrow morning. Cuts to excise duty, an extension of the fuel allowance scheme and a tax rebate scheme for hauliers are under consideration. And Minister for Rural and Community Development in the Gaeltacht, Derek Cleary, has officially opened two new play facilities while on a visit to Donegal. The Lahey Community Village Park and the refurbished Castlefin Playground were completed with the help of investment from the department, totalling over €400,000. During his speech opening the Castlefin Playground, Minister Cleary paid tribute to the community volunteers in Castlefin for their hard work. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, March 23rd. The death has taken place of Robert John Rob O'Brien, 116 Sparley Fields, Colmore. Rob will be reposing in his home tomorrow and Wednesday from 12 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:45 for 11:30 Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Fotheringhay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Foyle Hospice, 61 Colmore Road, Derry. The death has occurred of Bernadette Kelly, 6 Brewster's Close, Derry, and formerly of Drummaville, Leckamy. Bernadette's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home today at 7 o'clock, going to her home, 6 Brewster's Close, Derry. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 20 past 9 for 10 o'clock funeral mass in St Columbus Church Long Tower, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Aldna Galvin Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Gary Merritt, Drumbo, Stranoller. Reposing at his late residence today from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Funeral leaving from his home on Wednesday at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranoller. Interment in Castle Finn Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.